I'd like to end with a little suggestion to help you in the years ahead. It is what I call the trip of transient smugness. Smug people, as you know, are very obnoxious. They are superior, they think their own lifestyle is the best in the world, and they don't want to listen to anyone else. But I've examined them closely, and I find they're generally very happy people. So I've picked up a little part of their characteristic. I don't think permanent smugness is a good idea. But every once in a while, when you've done a good deed and contributed to a worthy cause, you deserve a moment of what I call transient smugness. You should check, to see if anyone is looking. And then you go to a mirror, you look at yourself and you say, by God, I did a good job. I think that particularly applies to you today. You've taken countless examinations, read unending pages of textbooks and scientific literature, endured late hours doing experiments, and are receiving a degree from one of the best institutes in the world. You, your parents and siblings, your friends and faculty, deserve to be proud. Tomorrow, reality sets in. When you go to solve the problems of the world, and your parents write, the check is no longer in the mail. But today you deserve 20 seconds of transient smugness. Congratulations, and thank you for listening for one more lecture.